This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. After Trump announced the U.S. will withdraw its military forces from Syria, Pat Robertson said that Trump is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he goes through with this plan. And Robertson isn't the only Christian leader condemning this move. Find out more after this break. What guides your core beliefs? Are they founded upon solid truth? Or are they based on others' opinions or your own emotions? What you believe about your purpose and value affects almost every area of your life. This is the premise of the new film Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd. It's the latest from the Kendrick brothers, makers of Courageous, War Room, and others. This movie has inspired the creation of several resources. For small groups and individual use, there's the Overcomer Bible Study and Defined Bible Study for adults. But there's more. From books and Bible studies for adults, teens, and kids, you can wrestle with who you think you are in light of who God says you are by walking through the book of Ephesians and more. Learn about all the resources at lifeway.com/overcomer and get tickets to the film now. On Sunday, September 6th, President Donald Trump said the U.S. will withdraw its military forces from Syria. The plan has been controversial among many who believe that doing so will result in the return of ISIS to power, as well as the massacre by Turkish forces of innocent Christians and Kurds who live in the region. Pat Robertson, host of the 700 Club, began the September 7th episode with a grave warning for Trump: withdraw from Syria at your own risk. On his show, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say right now that I am absolutely appalled that the United States is going to betray those democratic forces in northern Syria, that we possibly are going to allow the Turkish to come in against the Kurds." Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan is a thug. He has taken control of his country as a dictator. He is a strong leader, and to say he's an ally of America is nonsense. He is in it for himself, and the president, who allowed Khashoggi to be cut into pieces without any repercussions whatsoever, is now allowing the Christians and the Kurds to be massacred by the Turks. I believe, and I want to say this with great solemnity, the President of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen. Robertson isn't the only Christian leader to disapprove of Trump's plans. Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee rebuked the President of the United States for abandoning the Kurds. He said, "I generally support Trump on foreign policy and don't want our troops fighting other nations' wars, but it's a huge mistake to abandon the Kurds. They've never asked us to do their fighting, just give them tools to defend themselves. They have been faithful allies. We cannot abandon them." CBN's David Brody also tweeted against Trump's decision, tweeting that the Trump administration just threw a punch to the gut of the evangelical community. The Kurds are left as sitting ducks, and scores of religious and ethnic minorities could be slaughtered by Erdogan. Sad day. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins says on Twitter that an invasion by Turkey in northeastern Syria would pose a grave threat to the region's Kurds and Christians, endangering the prospects of true religious freedom in the Middle East. "Please pray for God's protection over the Christians and Kurds living in Syria, and pray that the administration will reconsider this decision." And if you like this story, you can read more stories on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.